Joining us from the road, Sean Lash from the Amera Astronomy Center. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, it's good. I mean, it's not quite the same without you in studio, but still lovely to talk with you just the same.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys are having a wonderful day there in downtown Bangor.
We are indeed. And, man, a lot going on in the month of March. And we'll talk about some of the celestial events of note. But let's start with activities and events at the Amera Astronomy Center. And on Friday nights, tell us a little bit about We Are Stars.
Yeah, so We Are Stars is our new feature program. And it takes a look at, of course, the life cycles of stars, how stars are born, go through their life cycles, and how they end, and how we're all basically products of the stars, because stars build all the building blocks of our universe. And so that's one of the fun things that we actually get to explore in that show, and it works out quite well.
Also coming up, the Friday night music program this month. We play Little Beatles there, but you are celebrating the music of the Beatles and calling it a day in the planetarium.
Yeah, one of our grad students has been working on this show. It will have a variety of Beatles favorites, of course. We think that will be a good change. We had, of course, Ozzy Osbourne last month, so now we're moving to something a little bit more classic rock in some regards. And but all set to really wonderful, stunning full dome visualizations. Songs like Yellow Submarine and the like will be featured in that program. So it should be fun for families as well as general adults.
That's awesome. And then your Sunday afternoon programs this month: Magic Treehouse Space Mission.
Yeah, that of course is a family favorite, based on the Mary Pope Osborne books of that series, and you join Jack and Annie and try to solve a variety of questions about our universe, and you get to travel and meet an astronaut, talk to an astronomer, and go on a little bit of a space voyage. So quite a bit of fun in that program.
Also, the Science Lecture Series returns this month on March 12th, and it looks like a very timely presentation.
Yeah, we're kind of, it's really interesting. We planned that a few months ago, but Dr. Melissa McGinnis is going to be joining us, and she is from molecular and biomedical sciences, and she's going to be talking about viruses. She will talk a little bit about the coronavirus as well, and it being in the news, and some of the latest about that also. But our main focus is on a particular virus that can infect the kidneys and how that works. So we're talking a little bit about, in general, about how viruses work, and what we know about them, how we try to fight them when they cause diseases.
We're talking with Sean Lash of Amera Astronomy Center. Well, it is the month when we swing into spring officially on March 19th.
Yeah, 11:50 p.m. that day is when we have our vernal equinox, and when we actually have that equal day, equal night, and that's what equinox means, equal night, of course. And so our days, you might be noticing, are getting a little bit longer. And, of course, we also have daylight savings time coming up this upcoming weekend, too. Sunday morning at 2 a.m. will be spring ahead with our clocks and going ahead in time. So that will be another piece that we, of course, are doing, too.
And if you're looking up in the sky, particularly in the morning, you may well see, if the skies are right, a cluster of three planets, right?
Yes, so we do have, and particularly on the 18th of this month, we're going to have Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn all in a nice sort of gathering with the moon. On that day, it's going to be sort of in a 7-degree area, so very tight together in the sky, and a really wonderful time to see all of those planets lined up in the early morning.
And also next week, and I don't know what visibility will be like, but a supermoon.
Yeah, so that's always one of those fun things I tell folks about. Supermoon is one of these terms that kind of came about in recent times. It basically means that we have a full moon when it is a little bit closer to us, near perigee. Every month the moon, of course, has an elliptical orbit, which means that, it can get closer or farther away from us. When that happens at a full moon, sometimes people will refer to it as a supermoon. It really, in terms of visibility, yes, you'll notice a full moon, and it's a hair brighter, but it's not a huge you know, noticeable difference per se. But it is something that people like to talk about a bit.
It would seem to me, maybe I'm wrong, but I know at our school, we start getting out of school and taking trips and field trips the like a lot more as we get into March and April. You're always busy up there, but is March a particularly busy month for school tours at the center?
Yeah, it started to ramp up in February, and really throughout March, April, May, and June, those are sort of our four busiest months at the planetarium, where we have lots of school groups and, you know, that really start to ramp up. Also, our birthday parties. Lately, March, we have, I think, four or five scheduled so far, so a lot of birthday parties also booked for the planetarium at this time of year. It seems to be a popular time to do so. So a lot of fun with having the school groups come in and getting to see them.
And are there any other events in the skies that we ought to keep our eyes open for in the month of March?
Well, there's a couple things that are happening, I would say, that are more on the astronomy news side of things, if you will. And that is that, of course, recently they discovered that Earth has another moon. It's a mini moon, you might say, almost like the mini-me thing. But there's an asteroid that was discovered a little while back, and it was basically a moon that was captured. We think it was captured, and it is about roughly 6 to 12 feet in size. And it's probably something that we've had for a couple of years now, but we expect that in time it actually is going to escape our gravitational path, so we'll probably be losing that moon. But this was discovered by the Catalina Sky Survey, and again, is one of those things that is pretty interesting to denote. In terms of visibility to the human eye, it's about magnitude 20, so you'd need something like the Hubble Space Telescope to see it. But it is interesting that we're able to discover these objects, and it is something that astronomers like to pay attention to in terms of knowing what we're, you know, what's in our skies and things that could potentially you know, come very close to planet Earth. And the other big piece of astronomy news, of course, is this week was the first time that we've actually detected an exoplanet using radio signals. Prior to this, it was always detected using, you know, telescopes that were either doing the transit method or measuring astronomical positions. But this is one that now, as I mentioned, was actually discovered with a radio telescope. So pretty spectacular in that, in terms of things.
And so nothing hurtling at us that could cause an extinction-level event?
No, nothing of that nature, that which is good. But, of course, it is something that we do want to keep track of. And the Catalina Sky Survey has helped us discover a number of these near-Earth objects, if you will. And, of course, it is one of those things that we like to keep an eye on because we do want to know what's sort of orbiting in our own backyard, you might say.
That's a great idea. Hey, Sean, we appreciate it. As always, take advantage of this great community and area resource, the Amera Astronomy Center, the Planetarium at the University of Maine. Sean, as always, thanks for making time for us, and we'll check in with you again next month.
Sounds great. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thanks, you too. Travel safely. Sean Lash with us here on Downtown.